Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for Tuesday, the 17th of December. And we've got at the minute and over the last couple of days, really, we've had a day and a half, perhaps. We've got pretty consolidative, bland, sideways moving market dynamics. Now, no major surprise, but some major news due out in with the FOMC tomorrow evening. However, there's a bit of weakness beginning to creep into the equity space, and that's where that's what we're watching very, very carefully. So, without further ado, let's explain these market dynamics in a little bit more detail, so that there is times to be a little bit more aggressive with these markets. There's other times to be a little bit more patient, and that's certainly the latter in this case, as things currently stand, until we get until the market dynamics begin to shift, or the market conditions shift. We've got to be a little bit on the patient side right now before we identify those high probability trades. Okay, so that's our risk warning currently up on screen. So all profitable traders need to consider, of course, trade selection. Which markets do we trade? Where do we enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk, along with trading psychology? All very important features of trading markets, of course. And we address these considerations every day in a live trade room in a practical dynamic. And we are strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news. So for this, we'll bring up Forex Factory. So an interesting bit of news that's just out for the UK, and it's employment numbers. So if we just have a look yesterday, we had a lot of manufacturing and services PMI numbers. And obviously there's a lot of political turmoil in the Eurozone with French elections, and now we'll be getting German elections, we think, in February. So politically, Europe is in a bit of a mess. Obviously, we've still got ongoing war in Ukraine. We've got low growth dynamics. We've got a kind of a stagnating economy across the board, and we've got manufacturing really taking a bit of a significant hit across all major economies, really. However, the services PMI numbers are actually performing relatively well and are broadly quite positive across most economies, not so much the French economy, but it's certainly services PMI numbers coming in much higher than perhaps what was expected. Services are growing in Germany, in the Eurozone as a whole, and also in the UK, along with significant growth in the US. So manufacturing really weak, services really poor, broadly speaking. So when you build that in for the UK, we've got and the vast majority of the UK economy is service driven. We are seeing the sector expand considerably. And what we've also seen now this morning is a really strong jobs market. That's the first thing. So the more people that have jobs, the better it is for the economy. However, the more inflationary it is. And that's really supported by the average earnings index. This is a three monthly figure coming in much higher than what was expected. Previously 4.3, coming in at 5.2. So that's a sizable uptick. Now, the problem about all of this, with the unemployment rate remaining at 4.3, so we're still at very significant lows. Certainly, if you look at the state of unemployment, we were up at sort of 8% really during the financial crisis, and then conditions started to improve quite considerably. Came down to about 4%, speak during COVID, of course, and then came a lot lower. Now we're sort of around that, sort of just above previous lows, 4.3, really strong jobs market. Now, the problem that gives the BOE is that if they embark on a strong rate cutting cycle, then which is what we were expecting to happen. But now we've got quite a strong services dynamic in the UK. We've got wages growing at a much faster rate. Inflation's still a concern with really strong jobs numbers. So the dynamic for the UK, you could argue, is just beginning to shift. And therefore, it creates an interest rate differential dynamic like we're seeing in the dollar. Now, our dollar's been the trade of choice for quite some time. Now, we could probably add the pound into that mix. And the BOE will be cutting rates, but will they be cutting rates like the ECB? Probably not. And, you know, the concern will be inflation, because if inflation gets too hot and it starts to spike even more than current levels, then it means that the BOE or the MPC would decide to perhaps pause or even start raising rates, which would be devastating for the debt burden. So central banks, governments are really hoping that central banks can actually cut rates to a level that makes their debt a little bit more sustainable. And that's a tricky path, because if it reignites inflation, then this very significant rally we're seeing across the equity space will unravel pretty quickly if that's the case. So the risk that's coming down the line is around inflation. Okay, so look, we've got some German business climate numbers, German zoo economic sentiment numbers as well this morning. So the next major event for the US is around retail sales numbers, along with all inflation tomorrow morning. It's looking elevated for the UK economy. And we'll get the FOMC tomorrow evening, which are expected to cut 25 basis points. It is important that we will get those economic projections. We'll be hearing, of course, from Jerome Powell as well, with the BOJ on Thursday. So really, there's a lot to keep an eye on this week. Now, something to just keep an eye on is what we're seeing in these bond yields. And here's the 10-year. So good morning, everyone. Welcome. So look, we're seeing a strong rally in the 10-year just in the last few days. Now, that should support the dollar a little bit more than what it is. Again, strong bounce in the 2-year as well. So all is not as good as equities and the indices would have you believe. So what we want to point out is the market dynamic currently is very much sideways moving. So if we bring up the charts that we've had from last week, we haven't really changed this much. And although there's quite a few different types of lines on these screens on each chart, just focus on the blue squares. So for the S&P, the German DAX, which we think has every potential to be selling off a lot more aggressively than what it is, the blue box, and what it suggests is we've got a consolidating market dynamic. And just look at the euro dollar. We've been in almost a four week sideways moving pattern. We're getting a bit of a bounce off these lower levels in the pound dollar. Yesterday it was looking weaker and started to rally. Now it's looking a little bit more positive. And if you get above these 128 levels, you know, then the whole dynamic shifts completely for the pound. So we'd be looking carefully at that. So the blue squares just represent support and resistance squares. So prices are basically range bound within those levels. So instinctively, we look for a breakout either to the upside or to the downside. Now, we've got to keep our options open for the S&P. And if we rally higher, then we'll be probably looking to buy. If it sort of sells off aggressively, there might be a short-term sell trade. And as you can see, the German DAX there in the middle, top middle, if this weakens just a little bit more, there is a decent pullback trade, perhaps, in markets like the German DAX. Crude oil, we are in a sort of a strong range, really, from $67 to potentially $71, and we're up at these higher levels. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens to crude oil here. It does make decision making a little bit more challenging. We've got a downside bias in the Aussie dollar. Yesterday we rallied. We were very eager to try and stay into it. And today now we're getting a bit of dollar strength. The euro dollar down the bottom, our bias is to the downside. So if we break these lows, we've got 103 to aim for. We're currently at 105 pretty much. So there is a couple of hundred pips potential to the upside there. And really with all the political and economic weakness across the eurozone, you would have every expectation that the euro should be weaker right now. It's kind of being held up quite a lot, but there's every expectation that it should be weaker. So a breakout to the downside is still on the cards for the euro dollar, further downside for the Aussie. But the other little aspect we want to just reference really in proceedings is the amount of volume in this market have come right down very, very significantly across the board. So we're getting markets that are moving on lighter volumes. So there's, you know, we said at the beginning that there is times to be aggressive and to be a lot more active, and then there's times to be a little bit more passive and a bit more patient. Well, these are these times to be patient when volumes actually lower very, very aggressively. And that's what these little red boxes at the bottom just say. We're just saying, look, have a look at this. You know, we're not at peak volatility. We're actually, it's dwindling quite a lot. And you often find that around holiday times or approaching holiday times. And it's been such a volatile trading year. No major surprise to see, you know, these markets take a little bit of a pause. Now, the sell trade in the DAX is an interesting one, and that would be the next one on the hit list, so to speak. So there's your potential. If we just zoom out and focus on that trade, we had a surprisingly strong rally in the DAX, and we're in a bit of a sideways moving pattern up at these highs for 2, 4, 6, 8 days, and now the weakness is beginning to kick in. So a pullback into previous monthly highs is absolutely on the cards. We do need to break this low, which is the 2258 level. I'm just going to make note of that. 2258. Okay, and that's the German DAX to the downside. Okay, so look, we'll with all of this in mind, we'll put together our trade plan and we'll post it into the chat box for you. And what we're broadly going to, so we keep talking about this potential for risk-off market conditions, and that's really what we're looking for. Yesterday, there was strength in the US indices and weakness in the European indices, which is sometimes you get that. But now we're seeing a bit of weakness across the board, US and Europe. So that potential risk-off market condition still exists. The dollar strength. So what we'll do in here is we'll do DAX so below the 20,000. So we've already had one attempt at this particular trade. There's plenty further downside potential US indice weakness. So our focus can really be still around the US in terms of the dollar and the US indices. And this would be a more of a classic risk-off market dynamic, which we think there's every potential to see. Keep options open as we approach year end. You know, could the indices bounce off a low and then rally to all-time highs in the space of a trading session? Absolutely. It's been that type of year, that type of sort of crazy volatility. They keep referring to it now as animal spirits. That's when there's very little logic behind what's happening. It's just capital flows. Now, they may come a dynamic in which there'll be a price to pay for that free-flowing sort of capital allocation. But for now, it's it is what it is, unfortunately. And we have to trade the dynamics that and the market conditions that we currently envisage. So What we can do as traders is reduce trade frequency. So the amount of trades where we're pulling the trigger on naturally reduces during times like this. I'll just post that there into the chat box. If you get into a trade, you can trade it with smaller size. So perhaps going very aggressive, perhaps not the best strategy to adopt. And you might often have to look at slightly wider stop losses during times like this, and try and give every opportunity for that trade to work in your favor. So that's our trade plan currently up on screen. We're looking for dollar strength still. We're looking for the DAX to potentially sell below that 22.58 level. And we're looking for potential weakness in the US indices, in which case we could look at a sell trade at the S&P 500. We will be looking at the Magnificent Seven to see if that supports those trades. So market narrative, it's quite difficult to point to a particular narrative, especially in the risk-off camp, because, you know, hawkish Fed, we certainly have inflation pushing higher. We certainly have the potential for the Fed to be a little bit concerned about cutting rates as quickly as they're doing. So could that give us a short-term opportunity, potentially? But really, it's the stronger dollar supported by US bond yields, which has been our focus in the last number of weeks and probably will continue to be that. So on that note, thanks very much for joining us. Any questions, feel free to post them into the chat box, and we'll let you go. So look, we'll be back again, of course, tomorrow. So if you are interested in learning how to trade the financial markets, do feel free to go to our website for more information, and you can feel free to connect with us there. So from everyone here, all the best, and we'll see you next time. Bye for now.